5 o'clock hour of Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Christian Catworth, City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. Streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter /X at ESPN West Palm. And also the ESPN South Florida app. Christian Cat is our producer behind the glass today. Let's bounce around. Let's do a little 5 and 5 presented by Flagler Credit Union.
Five topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless takes.
You can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking, bank 10.
It's time for the 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number one.
Well, last night it went 18 innings. Freddie Freeman ended it all with a walk-off solo home run. Is there a problem in Major League Baseball with the extra innings format, or should we just keep it as it is?
I've thought about this because I lived it. Keep it as it is. You know why I think it's good? I'm a proponent of, I like the Ghost Runner. I think it's good for the regular season. You know why I think it's good? I think it differentiates a little bit. You rarely see starters come out of the bullpen in the regular season. You see that in the postseason. You never see games go into the 15th to 16th inning. You see that in the postseason. That differentiator makes it fun. And I think the fact is, when you go into a postseason environment, it makes the series that much more interesting when there is such a marathon in the middle of it, where now strategy, who you're going to play, management, all becomes a huge premium in making sure that everything's on point. The rest of the series is going to be very, very fun. Very interesting. It already has been good, but now it's going to be who do you play and when.
Keep as is for me, but if you wanted to change it after the 13th.
I literally had the thought in like the 16th inning. I was like, just get two guys out there and do a foot race around the bags and just time it, and whoever gets it wins. And that'll be it. I was thinking of any opportunity to end this game.
I joked around earlier. I said, for the fans who have the attention span of a squirrel and like the Ghost Runner, just do it after the 13th then. Have them play two innings how you regularly just play.
Have Shohei race George Springer around the outfield, and the winner gets to
win the game. How you could do that in the playoffs. It's just too gimmicky.
A weird coincidence here. Brad Paisley sung the national anthem for four World Series games dating back to 2017. All four of those games have gone to extras, including the two 18 innings inning games. Yeah, it was Brad Paisley singing the national anthem.
Who's
in L.A.
Who's Brad Paisley again?
Country singer.
Yeah.
He's a country guy.
Yes, I'm trying to think of what you would
know him from.
You're not wrong. I'm just shaking my head because you couldn't pay me to listen to Brad Paisley music. Okay. But
I'm not a country guy.
It's not my cup of tea.
That's fascinating. How about that? Keep that guy far away from the rest of the series.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Get Kenny Chesney's the only country guy I listen to. Get Kenny out there.
Keep that guy far away from the rest of the series. Maybe game seven. Have him come back from game seven.
Get my guy Kenny Chesney. Christian.
Number two.
Shohei Ohtani reached base 9 times last night in those 18 innings. Game 3 Dodgers win. 4 of those were intentional walks. The 5th of those was an unintentional walk. Does Major League Baseball have to tweak something in order to phase out the intentional base on balls?
I was thinking about that, but how do you police it? How do you police somebody intentionally going on the bags versus forcing a walk? How do you enforce Ohtani going, you know, intentionally in the first one, and then the 5th one where he actually has a straight up at bat, but they start out 2-0 in the count and think, this is not worth it, the pitch over the plate. We need to make sure that this guy just gets on base and he doesn't get a good swing at the ball. Can't police it.
If they didn't do it for Bonds, you can't change it.
Right, and he got the Bonds treatment yesterday.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, I mean, if we didn't do this during the Bonds era, you can't do it now.
I don't know, because you have an entire nation, an entire continent
who just wants to watch him hit.
And they
Well, too bad. This is baseball. Damn it. The intentional walk is a thing, and you can take advantage of it.
And that's where you get hurt because Ohtani's leading off.
Like, we're changing too many things.
You get hurt because Ohtani's leading off. You know, he rarely has, you know, Andy Páez hitting at 9, who stinks. They're waiting for him to get on bags. It's different.
Judge always has somebody usually on base ahead of him. I am all for the quality of life changes. The quality of life changes meaning pitch clock, automated balls and strikes. The umps
Universal
need to be,
DH.
The umps need to be babysitters. I'm done with the umps. But like, when you start tinkering the game like this, what? On a 3-2, let me guess then. What's next? On a 3-2 pitch, it's going to have to be right down the middle? I mean, no. We're keeping the intentional walk. Sorry. Change it for Bonds, we're not changing it for Ohtani.
It hurts, and part of me was thinking, oh, boy, wouldn't it be nice to see Ohtani get his fifth at-bat and try to go, you know, 5-for-5 or something like that, because then he's rivaling how good that postseason game he was against Game 4.
I mean,
it's the Brewers. But there's nobody on the bag ahead of him. You have to put – the Dodgers have to put themselves in a situation, and John Smoltz said this. You know, he had a good game yesterday. 10th inning, they said, you got to assume that you're not getting Ohtani the rest of the game. You got to assume that Ohtani will not be hitting the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And he was right, essentially. And you got to – the Dodgers, it is up to them to put them in a position, pinch run, pinch hit somebody, get somebody on the bases so you can't, so you have to pitch to Ohtani, because you're not going to put somebody in scoring position. So you have to pitch. So that's where the Dodgers could have managed it better.
What do you think?
How are you going to do it then?
That's the hardest part, is delineating intentional walk from regular walk.
Right.
But I think that there's no way to do that. And I think that there is a walk limit on how many times someone has walked. And if they are walked the second time in the game, they go immediately to second base instead of first base. I think you start tinkering it in that direction. Because not only does that disincentivize intentional walks, but it also incentivizes not pitching around people and having competitive pitches throughout
the
entire game.
You know, pitching around people is baseball.
It's not an awful idea.
I
don't want to change it, but if there's a change, I don't hate that. I don't hate that.
Because these guys that
Here's the thing.
Getting behind that madness.
Here's the thing. How are you going to do that? It's versus team versus pitcher. That's the thing, right? The Blue Jays. All right. Well, the starter walked Ohtani. Then their reliever walks Ohtani, but the reliever gets burned, and now he's in scoring position. Now you get another earned run to it's unfair. That's unfair, right?
I think it's a team and not one pitcher.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So the guy who's the reliever, who is seeing Ohtani for the first time and doesn't want to, you know, throw him three meatballs, is trying to pitch around and trying to get him on bags. You know, I changed my mind. I don't like this anymore. Because
listen to yourself.
Because
come on.
Because that reliever now all of a sudden is a runner in scoring position because the starter screwed him over. Because the starter walked him earlier in the game. That's unfair.
The intentional walk is
the horror. We'll see more strikes thrown and more hittable pitches.
It's not quality of life fixes.
No, that's not.
It's part of the game.
If there was a fix, it'd be something along the lines of that, but I don't think this should never change. I don't like this. I like the intentional walk too. I don't like it, but I think it's a part of the baseball. Put a guy in base, you know, base runners in extra innings when you could walk it off or a premium, and they're basically saying good on the bags. This is a guy who could steal 25 bags. You know, he got screwed by it in the, I want to say 14th, and he got called off because there's 100 innings in this game. They caught him trying to steal second, but still, you don't want somebody to get on the bags, and if he's on first, he could easily get to second. So that's why I would say I'm okay with the way it is.
Number 3.
Wow. Big trade in the NBA that just happened today. It just broke. Draymond Green is going to Odyssey, changing from The Volume for his podcast. So that is what Draymond Green is taking care of after the technical foul that he had last night. Changing podcast companies.
Did he have a bad tech yesterday? I didn't see that.
Actually, no. I don't know if it was a tech, but he like danced in the paint after a missed free throw. It was really,
Draymond
really weird.
Being Draymond.
Wow.
Do you like when a team you root for has a player that has their own podcast, or is that unnecessary?
No. Who's allowed to do it? If I'm a Lions fan, Amon Ra can do it. Because Amon Ra comes in the game and gets 15 receptions for 150 yards, and then he does his podcast, fine.
Christian, I'm not going to tell these guys what to do. If they want to have a podcast, they can have a podcast.
Yeah, but it can't impede your play.
I don't care.
So Julian Sain can then launch a podcast?
Indifferent.
And talk garbage about Michigan, you're going to be happy about that?
Indifferent.
Jeremiah Smith podcast.
Ryan Day would never let that happen. Ryan Day would never let that happen. To have Julian just going, hey, Michigan sucks. It never happened.
All right. Fine. Indifferent. I don't think I'd love it. I root for the Jaguars. And I'm like, unless they're bench guys can do it.
Yeah, Channing Frye and RJ did it when, you know, they were on the Cavs. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I don't need the best player doing that. I don't need the most important players on the team doing it. If Trevor Lawrence had a podcast and, you know, after he has the worst brain-numbing drive you've ever seen, against the Rams, and he's terrible, and he goes on the podcast, starts talking about, you know, some dude and his experiences doing something, some random other player, I can't listen. That would piss me off. That's why I understand the Micah Parsons complaints when, you know, you either stink at a playoff game and go on his podcast. That's stupid.
Number four.
CJ Stroud, too. He also went on Micah Parsons. They did like a sumo tour in Japan. And that guy hasn't thrown had four quarters put together in 2.5 years. Go ahead.
Let's go to college football. The hottest commodity in this upcoming college football offseason in the head coaching market is undoubtedly going to be Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin. He said, quote, on the Pat McAfee Show, "I have never made a decision based off money, nor will I. I've seen too many examples in life where money does not buy happiness." If you could, well, I don't know, go against Lane Kiffin and bet on where he will be coaching football in 2026, who would you put your money on?
Money?
And you could say Ole Miss.
Couldn't or can?
You can.
John Kuhn?
Well, who's the favorite? Who's the favorite?
I don't know if this line's open yet.
You think on it. It's Ole Miss. Everything he just said there sounds like it's Ole Miss. Why would he leave a perfect situation like that for him? What, so he could go to Florida and be the ninth head coach to fizzle out there? So he'd go to LSU and deal with all that pressure? He's done this before. He went to USC, didn't work out. He finally found a home at Ole Miss, a place where he's going to be a legend at, in my opinion, if he stays. And when I mean be a legend, he doesn't even have to win a title. He'd go to the playoff every other year. They're going to build a statue of that guy outside of that stadium. My bet, my money is put on Ole Miss just because this is finally a top-tier SEC program landing spot where he's having success at. Why the hell would you jump ship and take on Florida and have those fans?
How big is that tier? We're talking top tier. For the SEC, I feel like you're getting that pretty crowded if you're putting Ole Miss at the top tier. They're having a top-tier season.
If I had to put money somewhere?
Meaning a top-tier job in the SEC. Like, when I meant
it's
by
not
that,
a top-tier job
what
in the
I meant by that was an SEC job, in my opinion, is a top-tier
right.
job.
Okay. And they're already macro level.
Exactly, macro level. And they're already giving him good money. Like, they're... And he's telling me it's not about money? He's not leaving Ole Miss.
The one thing that's true, regardless of where he goes, he's going to be a very rich man. He's going to be a very rich man, and he is going to get a pay raise via another team or via his own team. That is true. He's got the most leverage I think anybody has ever had in terms of staying where he is, other than maybe Cicchetti. But outside of that, if I had to put money somewhere, I would stay Ole Miss as well. I do think he'll stay. Now, if there's a team I had to put money on, he's not going anywhere else but LSU. He's not going to Florida. He's not going to Penn State. He's not leaving the conference.
I wouldn't touch that Florida job with it.
He's not going to any of those places. He's going to LSU.
If I'm a well-known name and have a pick of the litter to go anywhere, I would not touch that Florida job with a 10-foot pole.
I kind of agree.
I would not.
So I think it's either LSU or back home. I don't think he'll go anywhere else. If LSU calls him, offers him $12 million a year, I challenge you, Lane, to deny that. That's my finish there.
Number five.
Let's go to the pitch, but not a normal pitch.
Yes.
We're going to a brand new soccer pitch that will be opening in 2032 in Saudi Arabia. It'll be the first Sky Stadium, Neom Stadium. It will be 1,200 feet off the ground at the top of a skyscraper.
Oh, my God.
It will be expected to open in 2032, as I mentioned, and will host matches for the 2034 World Cup.
Saudi Arabia has the 2034 World Cup?
Of course they do.
Apparently.
They got the money to buy anything over there.
I mean, that's exactly what happened in Qatar.
Now, would you attend a game that takes place at the top of a skyscraper? This is a big stadium.
Right, yeah.
It's a big dome around.
Does it say how many people?
Does not have that quite yet.
Okay, because I was wondering, how wide can the top of the building be that you put a football pitch and then a stands? Saudi Arabia is not in my list of travel destinations. I'm going to be completely honest with you. It's not. But if there is something on a roof, I mean, that's cool. I'm not going to lie. That's cool. If safe, that's cool.
I'd love to call a game there. You want me to come on the call and do a world football game? Sign me up.
Are you saying Saudi Arabia can buy your services?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Live golf. Listen, I was not on those live guys for taking the money. Brother, take the money.
That's
please.
A rendering that we have here on the stream on ESPN West Palm?
Yes. That's what's going to look
sick.
Like at the top of the skyline, really.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks like a...
It's a bowl. It's like
looks like a toilet.
It looks like a Bristol Motor Speedway. Like exactly, it looks
Christian,
like a bowl.
Christian, it looks like a toilet.
Ooh, it does.
Wait
look
a second,
like a
it does. Look
it
a
looks
toilet.
Like a toilet. That's exactly what that looks like. If you're on our YouTube stream at ESPN West Palm, it's on a toilet.
Yeah, that's Saudi Arabia. Yeah,
I would go. That would be sick. But I find
Saudi Arabia is not my. It's not the top.
I'm
of my
with
list,
Colin. Listen, I'm with Colin on that. I'm not dying to go to Saudi, but if they want to hire my services as a broadcaster for a weekend.
You could be bought?
No, I'm not.
Listen. I think it makes sense. You wouldn't pay to go there, but you would get paid to go there.
Right, right.
Wow.
Right.
Dustin Johnson once said that.
Well, the WWE goes there. You know, there are a lot of entities in the UFC. I mean, a lot of broadcasters go there. Well, so that's what I'm saying.
Comedians, there was just a big comedy show within Riyadh. Is it Riyadh? I think
Riyadh.
It is. Riyadh. Wow, not even close.
I
think I got it wrong. Riyadh.
I think it is.
Dude, wouldn't
it
be cool to be the first person to call it at the toilet? We're at the toilet in Saudi Arabia.
They probably have a better name than that.
Probably have a better name.
I mean, guys, it was apparently a bad joke.
Christian Catt, Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo. We got to talk to Jonathan Zazzo in a moment. First, if you want to go, improve your game, you want to see what real greatness looks like, you want to talk about, you don't have to go all the way to Saudi Arabia. Instead, you can just go right down the street, really see some championships being won at Kaiser.
Yeah, 26 of them, by the way. 26 national championships at the flagship campus of Kaiser University. They are all about winning titles, both on the field and in the classroom. The men's lacrosse team captured their third straight red banner last spring. The men's tennis team won their first ever NAIA title last season. And, of course, their men's football team, number 2 in the nation. They shut out their opponent on Saturday on ESPN 106.3. Get the latest in the championship Kaiser Seahawk athletic programs at KUSeahawks.com. Senior night coming up a week from Saturday, 6 o'clock, right here in West Palm Beach at Kaiser Multipurpose Field. That'll be on ESPN 106.3.
Jonathan Zazzo coming to us right after this. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Christian Catt. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3 on the ESPN South Florida app as well. Watch us on ESPN West Palm and ESPN South Florida on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter/X. Let's loop in good friend of show. You can hear him on the ESPN Radio College Football Campus Tour, which will be at Florida, Georgia this weekend in Jacksonville. Let's loop him in. Jonathan Zazzo, the voice of the 305.
You might know him as the Cooper City Rattlesnake. He's the human flamethrower of Miami sports radio.
Hey, you could be a maniac without being a jerk.
The preacher of the Pat Riley gospel.
They don't complain. They don't make excuses. This is the NBA. Deal with it.
The mayor of Dolphins delusion.
Can the Bills offense keep up with the Dolphins offense?
And the only guy who can go from breaking down the Panthers power play to cutting a full-blown Ric Flair promo.
Woo!
Jonathan Zaslow is the voice of the 305. Presented by Anajar and Levine, Robinhood, and Twin Peaks.
Zaz, welcome in, my friend. What's going on? How you doing?
What's up, guys? So tell me, Colin, you're going to be in Jacksonville this weekend?
Yes.
Florida, Georgia? What's the deal?
We will be in Jacksonville this weekend. I believe we will say hello. You guys are, is it a 10 a.m. to 1, I believe, that you guys are going
to
be on?
10 to noon.
10 to noon, you guys will be on. So we'll see you. We'll be around.
Are you guys doing a show? What's
Zaz,
the deal?
Zaz,
we got 1 to 3, we'll be doing a show from the Airstream,
awesome.
Which will be on site. So we'll see you.
Hang on. It's singular.
Mike Rizzo is going to be collecting dust at home.
Oh, but that's all. All right, so
that's awesome.
Oh, thanks,
that's awesome that you guys are going to be there.
Zaz, I thought we were buddies. Zaz, I thought we were buddies, man.
That's great.
I'm bummed out. Zaz, I'm bummed out. I'm not a.
That the station is being represented up there.
I didn't get invited on the road trip, Zaz. Someone's got to work.
Well, who's this crew? So, Colin, who you going?
Who are you going with, Colin?
It's myself, our director of marketing, Christina Costanza. That's Theo Dorsey of Theoretically Speaking, and then. One or two other teammates that we have.
Someone's got to work.
It's a starting five, I believe.
I know you guys are working, but Zaz, someone's got to work here all weekend. Someone's got to run this ship.
Holding down the fort.
So, Colin, are you going to the game too?
I believe the plan is. I don't know. They're telling me to jump, and I'll say how high. So I don't know the whole situation in terms of plan.
Are you getting there the night before or the morning of?
Getting there the night
before. Now, he booked the hotels.
Okay. So are we doing dinner? What's going on Friday night?
All right, Zaz. Geez, I don't don't know the plans.
Got a good place for you.
We'll be out. You have a place in Jacksonville?
Oh, yeah. I got places on places in Jacksonville.
Unbelievable.
Amelia Island. Fun spot.
Is that right?
Because you were at TPC Sawgrass. So, yeah. I guess you understand. All right. I've never been to Jacksonville. Zaz, have you been?
No, I've been there once. I went one time for a Dolphin road game against Jacksonville when I was in college. But otherwise, I've never been to Florida, Georgia, believe it or not. I've never been to Florida, Georgia, so I'm excited for the weekend. And yeah, like let's
yeah, we'll be
hang
around.
Out.
Yeah, let's do that. That's actually a very good idea.
Yeah.
I know I have to go up and do the show, and then I, in terms of timing, I believe.
And are you staying Saturday night too, or you got to go back?
Saturday night too.
How about that? So, all right, we're having a weekend.
All right, and I assume Zaz, you can just drive up to this trip, so that's easy for you.
Or I could fly on ESPN's dime.
You're flying on ESPN. You're flying 5 hours. All right.
Yeah, of course I'm flying.
What is it? What is it? Is it an hour flight?
Probably less.
Zaz, don't get a bus. Zaz, hang on. Don't get a bus. Zaz, do not get the bus this time.
The Greyhound?
No. I don't know if you saw.
I
don't know if you saw. I retweeted it a little while ago. There's a story today in the New York Post about some blogger who had the exact same experience as me. South Bend, Chicago, American Airlines. It was a story in the New York Post today.
So what Zaz happened when he was going to the Notre Dame game against USC about a week and a half ago, you booked American Airlines
to Chicago.
American Airlines, Chicago to South Bend. And you show up at the airport, and it gets you on a bus, and then you Greyhound your way there.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess the $11 plane ticket did not draw any red flags.
I didn't look at the prices.
That's where you screwed
up. I just click book. I mean, it's not my money. I don't know what to tell you.
First game without – let's do Florida, Georgia really quick. You think Florida's going to play well here?
Yeah, I do. You're probably going to get a little bit of that, hey, the coach was fired bump. You know, most teams wind up seeing that. But the thing you can rely on with the Gators, though, is they have an outstanding defense. All right, like outstanding. One of the best in the country. So I think that this game has a chance to be close. The question is, can the Gators hang around in the second half? I mean, Georgia's clearly a superior team. But if we're being honest here, you know, outside Texas A&M, and I've been on Alabama all year. All right, I like Alabama. I think they're really good. But outside Texas A&M, I'll probably throw Alabama in there too. Do we know if any other teams in the SEC are great?
I would say there's a couple. You know, the thing is, we talked about this last time you joined. I would say the number is probably four of the SEC teams that would probably get in.
Okay, we're not saying that those are great teams. You're talking about playoff teams.
Outside of those, I mean, Georgia, I don't know if they're great. A&M's great.
They're not.
Alabama's close to great. And then outside of that, I think it's open season. Ole Miss is competitive. I don't know if they're great.
Ole Miss is fun.
Yeah, fun. I don't know if they're great. Vanderbilt,
I mean, Vanderbilt
is definitely
certainly
not great. But the thing is, how many great teams are there, period?
Yeah, but usually we'll look at the SEC and be like, all right, they got a lot of really good teams. I don't know if they got a lot of really good teams this year.
Yeah.
Texas A&M is definitely really good. I saw them up close last weekend at LSU. Texas A&M's really good. I don't know how many really good teams are in the SEC.
I could argue it's like that last year. It was Texas and a whole lot of nothing.
Boy, isn't unbelievable this fall from Texas? Unbelievable.
Yeah,
well, the thing is,
too,
in Texas, weirdly enough, Texas wins out, and they're not going to, but they win out. They get in.
Yeah,
Keep that in mind.
The Michigan. They got the Michigan aspect of if Michigan wins they out,
got,
they get in. If Texas
they got
wins
Vanderbilt
out,
at home
in.
This week. If they're able to do that, they still got to beat Georgia and A&M. But, I mean, there's a path for Texas. I'm not saying they will because they should have lost to Mississippi State over the weekend, and they should have lost to Kentucky the week before that. But Texas is still not completely out, which is crazy to say. There are so many teams in the SEC that are technically still alive.
Zaz, that great thing is, you know, it's you don't know if there's a great team outside of Ohio State, right?
I think Texas A&M's a great team.
You're fishing,
okay?
Mike.
I'm not
Ohio
fishing. Colin thinks Ohio State.
Zaz, Colin thinks
Ohio State is the 15th team in the country.
Mike,
if you ask him,
won't give Indiana any credit.
Zero credit.
Did this last year, Zaz. Beat up on bums in the Big Ten all year long.
At Oregon, right. Yeah,
yeah, but you know what? Let's be honest here about Ohio State for a second. Who have they played? I mean, seriously.
Mike?
Who's Indiana played?
Schedule's kind of
Zaz. Oregon
on the road.
Oregon
stinks.
Oregon stinks.
Oregon
stinks.
Now Oregon stinks.
Oregon barely snuck by Penn State, who stinks, and was dead by rights to Wisconsin for a half. Spare me.
Mike,
spare me.
If we're being honest, though, This Ohio State schedule, it's a joke.
And guess what, Zaz? What they're doing with that joke of a schedule, they're the best defense since the 93 Florida State Seminoles.
You're right. They're holding teams to 6 points. They're murdering everyone, except let's also point out, granted, first game of the season, they snuck past Texas.
They did not sneak past Texas.
Of course they sure did.
They did not.
Quinn Ewers wins that game.
Hey, Zaz.
Quinn Ewers wins that game.
Sonny Styles, interception, called no interception, and a touchdown from the gods that should have never counted because the refs wanted to make it close for the ridiculous, worst product in sports, Big Noon kickoff. Spare me with sneaking by Texas.
They totally did.
Spare me with the sneaking by Texas.
Texas had the ball, chance to tie.
Stop it.
That's sneaking back.
Spare me.
And they had the fourth and goal at the one that they did not convert.
They had
mine as well.
They had for the second time. By the way, Quinn Ewers could win that football game. He had a chance to win that football game last year.
Against a great team.
And had a strip sack.
Against a great team.
Like Ohio State is a great team this year.
No. Here's the thing.
Guys are reaching. You're reaching.
They can only play what's in front of them, and you're right. They've been murdering everyone. So credit to them. But here's the thing. There is not a team left on Ohio State's schedule, which would mean there's not a team the entire season on their schedule who you're going to say, wow, great win.
That's a
joke.
Right?
Because we know Penn State coming up this weekend, who the hell cares? And the rest of the games until you get to the final game at Ann Arbor, nobody cares about Rutgers, UCLA, Purdue. So we're going to Ohio State's going to finish undefeated, and they're not going to have played anyone. Like, that's they've been killing everyone. That's fine. But this regular season schedule is a joke. Like, it could be both, Mike, that they're really good and they played no one.
I think it could be both. It's reminiscent of Clemson and that horrible ACC for so many years. That's what I think it is.
How are you not going to give Indiana credit for not playing a tough schedule because they haven't beaten anybody despite them winning at Iowa and at Oregon?
And then we look at Ohio State. All right, so it's October 28th.
Oh, okay.
When Ohio State blows the doors off of Indiana in the Big Ten Championship, you guys are going to come on this show and go, you haven't played anybody. Indiana stinks. They didn't play anyone all year. Then you beat a good. This is what we're going to do. Listen to yourself.
I'm not going to say that.
Listen to yourself. They were supposed to lose at Washington. How'd that work out? It was supposed to lose at Illinois, who treated that game like it was their Super Bowl. They got rocked.
Illinois stinks.
They were supposed to lose to Texas.
Illinois stinks.
Texas was the greatest.
Texas was the greatest thing ever.
You guys handed the Heisman.
It's an unranked team. They beat by seven.
You guys handed the Heisman to Arch Manning before the year.
Well, Mike, they
now
stink.
They stink. Everybody Ohio State beats stinks.
We have that in front of us now. I'm sick of this garbage.
Mike, they were losing by 17 points in the fourth quarter to Mississippi State. Texas stinks.
I am so sick of this garbage. You should say Oregon stinks. They haven't played anybody.
Oregon's not as good as we thought.
And the one game they played against a good team Indiana, they lost.
All right. So, Zaz, let me ask. I'm going to ask Mike a question. I want you to get your reaction to this. All right. So, what we talked about earlier, if we're not going to give Indiana credit, Indiana's killing everybody on their schedule. What about that? They're killing everybody by 50
plus
points.
That coach runs the score up. I can't stand that Cignetti. Cannot stand it. Cannot stand that guy.
The quarterback's good. He's from down here.
Quarterback's good. He's a Miami guy.
Yep.
Mike, you're talking about the number one player taken in the draft next year.
Oh, God. I hope it's not the Browns. Oh, I hope the Browns. The Browns are Dolphins.
Dolphins?
Why?
Bring him home? Because
he stinks?
I don't want to bury a guy before he gets into the NFL. Okay, I'm not going to do that at 5:45.
Why does he stink? Because he plays for a coach that's the bad guy.
Who was the quarterback last year for Indiana? Rourke.
Yeah,
he was the greatest. Rourke. He was the greatest thing ever. He wasn't the greatest thing ever, right?
This guy's really good.
He's really good.
He's got 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
He's got 25, I think.
He's got better stats than Julian Sayin, who Mike thinks is great. Mike?
They had the training wheels on Sayin that week one, by the way, against Texas.
They had the training wheels on him.
It was the kid's first ever college game. They were afraid to do anything with him.
Mendoza's going to be in New York City for the Heisman ceremony.
It was Arch Manning's third.
I think Julian Sayin can be as well, Zaz, no?
Well, maybe, but Fernando Mendoza's definitely going to be there.
Here's what we need to know. Here's all you need to know. Ohio State has not played anybody.
So you guys are buying into Indiana. You're buying in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
I'll remind you.
Mike, listen.
We did this last year, Zaz. We did this last year with this team.
This Indiana team's better.
Right? The two teams they played, they got rocked.
Your last year's opinion should not formulate this year's opinion.
What cracks me up, they haven't played anybody again. You can find. If you say Ohio State hasn't played anybody,
Mike,
I can live with that.
Oregon is in the top 10.
They stink.
It is
November. LSU is in the top 10.
They think it's a little bit strong.
They're in the top 10.
Teams are in the top 10 in week three. It is week 10,
and they are in the top 10.
Teams are in the top 10 who stink, guys. I'm going to need you to wake up.
Who's in the top 10 that stinks right now?
I think Georgia Tech is vastly overrated.
Okay, that doesn't mean they stink.
They don't stink. Best Georgia Tech team since the 90s.
Like, I think Oregon's overrated, too. They don't stink.
Texas was in the top 10. Penn State was in the top 10. You guys are telling me that these teams, you're telling me we haven't played anybody. These teams haven't played anybody either. That's why they're in the top 10. They're skating by, beating bad teams. Not so great.
So why don't you admit that about Ohio State?
Because they have the best defense since 1993.
Oh, they have the best defense now.
They've been dominant. There's not been one time where they go, oh, God, they're on the ropes.
This is where you're running in circles.
They didn't put up a stinker against. What did they do at Wisconsin? They were up like 30-0 at halftime.
Wisconsin's terrible.
That phony Dan Lanning, who's never won a big game. Never won a big game.
Lanning's good into a big
game. Won a whiteout against a four-loss Penn State team.
That was their first, though. It's the first one.
The one game he won was against Ohio State, and who got the last laugh in that?
Wait, I remember that game.
That wasn't a big game?
Yeah, that was not a big game.
Who got the last laugh?
You know, Indiana won that game. They won at Oregon.
Oh, yeah. Who got the last laugh? They won at Oregon with Dante Moore at quarterback in a team that is comparatively worse.
That quarterback stinks.
Mike, final game of the season. We know what happened last year.
It's a loss, Zaz.
Zaz, they lose to Michigan.
What's going on right now?
Zaz, two quick questions here. Number one, did you stay up for the game last night?
No.
The way I told you. He asked me before we started, I said no chance.
And you know what? I'm not even gonna ask you yet if you stayed up. I know you guys love baseball.
Mike fell asleep at 9 p.m.
My kidneys were giving out. Zaz, I was on an hour and a half of REM sleep after doing the whole song and dance at a golf outing for 14 hours.
Well, I can't stay up for that. And here's the thing. All right, I'm letting people behind the curtain here. 90% of the people on television and on radio today that are portraying themselves as having seen that game last night, all 18 innings, did not see it. You got a bunch of liars all throughout the day today. You guys are telling me you're doing a 6 a.m. radio show, and you want me to believe that you were up till 3 a.m.?
Are you talking to somebody specifically?
No, I'm just saying in general.
Talking to the Don of this station, Evan Cohen.
No, I'm not talking about Evan, but there's 6 a.m. radio shows all over the country, every single station. You're telling me all those people who turn the microphone on at 6 a.m. was up until 3 a.m. on the East Coast? No chance. I'm being honest with you here. I didn't say it. I agree.
Now, that I agree. I do think there are people who did not watch it.
Just be honest. That's all right.
So you clearly have heard some things from throughout the sports radio world today where somebody's trying to break down the game. You're like, there's no way this person watched it.
Just stop trying to tell me that like you were up every pitch at 2:50 a.m. Eastern time. No chance. You're lying to me.
Zaz, where can people tune into you if they want to listen to more?
Zaslow Show 2.0, wherever you get your podcast, you just search Zaslow Show 2.0. Everything Miami, everything South Florida sports. Like, rate, comment, subscribe, do all that good stuff. I love you long time. And every episode is presented by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. 18 innings, it's way too long, guys. It's too long.
Appreciate it, Zaz. Talk next time.
See you guys. See you this weekend. See you, Mike, this weekend. I will not see you this weekend. Colin, I will see you this weekend.
All right, that's it. Jonathan Zaz.
Bye, Zaz.
Zaz Social 2.0.
Yeah. Laugh it up.
Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Well, you know, if you need to get something and you needed a little pick-me-up, inning 15, you had time because the game was not ending for another 45 minutes. You know, you're making a long drive. You never know. You always stop by a racetrack, pick up some hot food when you know you got an 18-inning game that you're going to have to stay up for.
Dude, always pick racetrack. Always pick racetrack. I tried my favorite drink ever at racetrack last week. And I'm actually stopping by on my way home tonight to get it again. Frozen Hawaiian Punch. Yeah, Frozen Hawaiian Punch. It's at your local racetrack. I like racetrack because they support our local community. They support our local high school football teams. They're more than just your one-stop shop for your football tailgate. They are our team's biggest fan. They have the style of convenience called whatever gets you going. They mean that. Ice cold drinks, like my favorite, Frozen Hawaiian Punch. Salty snacks, sweet treats, and that, too good, freshly made in-house Pizza. Join them this fall. Cheer on your local high school football team. At Racetrack, we are proud to fuel the dreams by supporting our local high school football teams. Together, we're making a difference.
Game four tonight. What's our prediction here? Mike?
Dodgers.
Easy?
Ohtani going deep. I got Dodgers 3-1 tonight.
Christian.
Blue Jays have no business being in this series. That's exactly why they are going to win tonight.
I'd be blown away. You know, this would be the most important, most impressive win of this entire postseason if they're able to steal this game. I'm going to go Dodgers 5-3. Dodgers 5-3, lower scoring affair.
Runs.
Ohtani goes 7 innings.
And they intentionally walk him 5 times. And you guys, you know what? This is good for baseball. That's what you'll say.
Happened to Bonds, mate. Happened to the best hitter I've ever seen.
Not this level of the postseason, though. That's one thing. We'll see. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Cat. If you missed any of the show today, listen back on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Just go to Russo and Rizzo. We'll be back at it tomorrow, potentially, down in Fort Lauderdale at the Boat Show. Should be a good time there. But that's been Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo saying so long. See you next time. It's been Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.